Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, and we are talking about off-season Green Bay Packers football. Glad to have you joining us. If you want to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV, those comments will show up on the live blog, or feel free to use the handy-dandy Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. Your comments are also being approved by our live blog director, Jamie Jors, this morning. And we are going to be talking about the Green Bay Packers. Not a lot happening in the world of the Green Bay Packers, but a lot of little news and notes. Over this past weekend, quarterback Aaron Rodgers competed in the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. Unfortunately, he didn't even make the final round. Him and playing partner DJ Trahan finished, what did I last see, somewhere around 50th place, and only the top 25 move on to the final day's round of play. Ended up being quite an exciting tournament. Phil Mickelson actually won it among the professional golfers. I don't even know who won it among the celebrities. I was watching the final round of play yesterday, and I had saw the names, and I didn't even recognize them. I mean, the celebrity who won was not even a celebrity. It was like a CEO of some company or something like that. It wasn't all that exciting. But it was fun watching Aaron Rodgers compete in the golf tournament. Fun watching Tony Romo golf with Tiger Woods, actually. Tiger Woods gave it a run, came up short. But anyhow, Pebble Beach is such an awesome golf course. I mean, you watch that tournament just for the scenery. It is so scenic. So it was nice to see him compete and play in that. And you know, maybe he'll do well in future years. It was his first time ever competing in the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. So maybe more invites will come in the future. Hopefully after some more Super Bowl titles. That kind of seemed to be the thing around this time last year. You know, last night was the Grammys, the Grammy Awards. A year ago, this was right after the Packers won the Super Bowl, and kind of all the players were doing their circuit of television appearances and things like that. If you remember, linebacker Clay Matthews actually was like one of the presenters on the Grammys last year. I don't remember what he presented with, but I can remember distinctly it was with the girl from Glee. Heck if I remember her name though. But they presented an award, and I believe last night, some members of the Giants presented an award. Victor Cruz, does that sound correct? Wide receiver Victor Cruz was up there. And so that's very cool. So hopefully that'll all be happening for the Packers once again. I mean, go back to last year. You remember Aaron Rodgers was on David Letterman, you know, just days after the Super Bowl, if not the day after. And A.J. Hawk was something on like the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. I don't even know what they give out. But it was just like every Packer was on a show. And Greg Jennings was on a show. He was on like an actual, not like a live event, but like a sitcom or he was on Criminal Minds at one point. Maybe that was 2 years ago. But then I can't remember what he was on last year. But yeah, all sorts of Packers making the post-Super Bowl appearances. And now it's the Giants' turn. They're getting all the publicity after winning the Super Bowl. But anyhow, talking about some off-season personnel matters for the Packers. All sorts of other little news happening this past weekend. Linebacker Eric Walden was in the news this past Friday. Actually happened after we went to air on Friday morning here on Railbird Central. The news came down that he was in a plea agreement with Brown County Court. He entered this program where if he does 50 hours of community service and he stays out of trouble, the charges will be dropped against him. And again, this goes way back to, oh man, this was right around Thanksgiving, wasn't it? And he was accused of domestic abuse, and his girlfriend, apparently live-in girlfriend, ended up changing her story. You know, you've heard the events, if you're a Packer fan, play out over the past couple months. But now he's entered a plea agreement. He'll get the charges dropped if he completes his community service. And it is kind of interesting here that this is all happening while he is a free agent, or very shortly going to be a free agent. Free agency starts in mid-March, just about a month from now, probably a little bit under a month. And, Eric Walden, I wonder where he has to serve his community service. 50 hours of community service. I don't know. Is he going to get it all done in the next month? Maybe get done and over with so he could possibly move on with his life, if that includes going to another team? Because I'm not sure where he stands with the Packers. He is scheduled to be a free agent, and I'm not sure the Packers will make an attempt to re-sign him. He had an okay 2011 season. He really kind of faltered down the stretch, it seemed, toward the end of the year. You know, it seemed like he was kind of having an okay year, this year you could get by with as the Packers' outside linebacker. By all means, not like an impact player, nobody that was above replacement. But, you know, he played okay. He got the sack here and there, and he was being Eric Walden. He's a little bit soft against the run. But, you know, he was what he was. But once this event happened in his life, this whole legal situation, I'm not sure if that weighed on him a lot or too or much. But, I mean, toward the year, I mean, he kind of lost his starting job at the end of the year. He didn't even start the final regular season game, albeit that game wasn't a whole lot of I'm just seeing the news here from Jamie Jorris, kind of breaking news as we are here right on Twitter, that the Packers, and pardon me, we'll come back to Eric Walden perhaps here later, but here we go. The Packers shuffle their coaching staff. Jerry Fontenot becomes the tight end coach, was running backs. Ben McAdoo becomes the quarterback's coach, was tight ends. And Alex Van Pelt is the new running back's coach. Okay, so the only new person is Alex Van Pelt. Now, if I remember correctly, that sounds like a quarterback. If a former NFL quarterback, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Jamie, can you or somebody pull up just his Wikipedia page or something along those lines, see what we can find a little bit about Alex Van Pelt, the new running backs coach? I mean, we had known now for some time that Ben McAdoo was the new quarterbacks coach of the Packers, moving from the tight end. So that's nothing new. But all these other moves here are just obviously breaking right now. And here we go. Bear with me. Those of you who are watching this show live can read it right on our live blog, but if you happen to be watching or listening to the podcasted version of this episode, we're pulling some information because this is breaking right now as we're recording the show. Jamie Jorris pulls this off Wikipedia, I assume. Van Pelt was a star college quarterback at the University of Pittsburgh. When Van Pelt left Pittsburgh, he held school passing records that had taken from Dan Marino. His single season mark of 3,163 yards was broken in 2003 by Rod Rutherford. There we go. College quarterback. Was he ever in the pros? Here we go. And Jamie Jorris keeps pulling up a little bit more information here. Van Pelt was an eighth-round draft choice of his hometown Pittsburgh Steelers, but failed to make the opening game roster. After spending 6 months as the Kansas City Chiefs' first-string quarterback in 1994, he spent the remainder of his career as a Buffalo Bill. That sounds familiar. Van Pelt was a career backup of the National Football League, where he had career totals of 16 touchdowns and 24 interceptions and 477 pass attempts. So Jamie's bringing up a whole lot more information, and you can feel free to read it at your leisure on our live blog. Even those of you who happen to be listening to the podcasted version, I still do post the live blog online. And yeah, now it's coming back to me. I really remember from his days with the Buffalo Bills. I wonder if he even actually played the quarterback, the Packers at one point as a quarterback. It just seems familiar that they had played him or something along those lines. Seems to be sticking in the back of my mind for some reason. But so your new coach of the Green Bay Packers running back. So like I said before, we knew Ben McAdoo was going to be the new quarterbacks coach moving from tight ends. And, you know, that has been a point of conversation for the past couple days, given that, you know, Ben McAdoo had no experience coaching quarterbacks at all. And Aaron Rodgers had mentioned how he'd like a guy with experience. And so they actually hire a former quarterback, but not to coach the quarterback. So you got to wonder at some time, you know, would Aaron Rodgers like to see Alex Van Pelt to be the quarterback's coach instead of Ben McAdoo? I don't know. I'm jumping to conclusions here, and I'm just running off at the mouth. But, you know, also with Jerry Fontenot here. So, you know, he had moved from assistant offensive line coach to running backs coach this past year. And now he's moving on to tight ends. So, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, he isn't getting any time to kind of stick with the running backs because, you know, he's, you know, what? How do we say this here? I mean, he's not getting any sort of consistency here in working with any particular position grouping. In fact, he's been going all over here from offensive line to running backs to now tight ends. And not to say there's some carryover between all those positions, especially in the running game. But, I mean, he's kind of bouncing around a little bit. And, I mean, that's good for him, certainly with that experience. But not really getting this opportunity to develop any sort of cohesion or chemistry, it would seem like to me. But, I mean, the Packers do what they got to do. Jamie Juras points out on the live blog here that Van Pelt was the quarterbacks coach for the Bills the past 2 years, for 2 years, and then the Bucks for 2 years. So he has coached quarterbacks before. So very interesting to see him making the move then to running backs coach now with the Packers, where he'll be working with guys like James Starks and Brandon Sane and Alex Green, and who knows, perhaps Ryan Grant. Ryan Grant is scheduled to be a free agent too, just like Eric Walden we were talking about before earlier. So lots of shuffling here on the Packers coaching staff, in particular the offensive side of the football. And I suppose this also means that Joel Hilgenberg will not become the Packers tight end coach, as I believe it was Jason Wilde speculated that he would, had talked to some players and they thought he would. And again, that was just speculation, not like there was any reports that was going to happen. But that kind of seemed to be the prevailing sentiment that Joel Hilgenberg might be elevated. I currently believe Joel Hilgenberg is kind of a quality control assistant, you know, a little bit further down the coaching ladder. But within the Packers organization, has you know, experience working with the Packers, so, and on their coaching staff, just doesn't have a particular group that he specifically works with. And I, you know, I do not know Joel Hilgenberg very well. Maybe he'll stick with the Packers and work his way up eventually. But if the Packers really liked Alex Van Pelt, well, they had to make the move at some point, perhaps, you know, hiring him and allowing him to work with the running backs. And, you know, what's interesting here too is, you know, last week there was this report that the Notre Dame assistant coach, Tony Alford, had interviewed with the Packers, but was not offered a job, or that's at least what he said in an interview with the Chicago Tribune, or at least at the time the article was written, he had not been offered a job. And, you know, there it was written that perhaps even if he was offered, he wouldn't accept it anyway. He kind of liked where he was at Notre Dame. But, you know, that kind of plays into the whole story here about where the Packers have been searching for. And it's kind of making sense now that they were looking at Alford there, a running backs coach at Notre Dame, among other positions. But, you know, now that they made the move here to do some shuffling around the Packers offensive coaching staff, it fits. You know, they must have known at the time they interviewed Alford that they would be moving Fontenot from running backs to tight ends, perhaps. So perhaps it was just this case all along where they were just looking for a running backs coach only. And so that's why they're looking to Van Pelt. And it really must be the case where they just like Alex Van Pelt. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. They must really like him, just want him to be part of their staff, you know, if they're going to go outside the position. And again, it can be done. It can be done. We've seen many times. It was talked about so much when Ben McAdoo made the switch from tight ends to quarterbacks. Here we go. Ian Hanley on the live blog saying Hilgenberg will be the assistant offensive line coach. Okay. So all sorts of news coming out here. Thank you, Ian. Where was I here? You know, the Packers must like Van Pelt. If they offered him this job, and who knows? I mean, maybe it's this case where, you know, Van Pelt moves his way up the ladder just like everybody else has done. Who knows? In another year from now, maybe Tom Clements gets his job as a head coach in the NFL. He was a candidate for head coaching jobs already, had interviewed for the job at Penn State, was interviewed for the job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They eventually decided to go in another direction. But anyhow, so maybe a year from now, Tom Clements, you know, makes that climb up the ladder. Maybe he gets a head coaching gig. Ben McAdoo becomes offensive coordinator. And now things are a little bit more clear. And Van Pelt becomes the quarterback's coach for the Packers. Again, I am getting way ahead of myself here. But I'm just trying to go through the thought process the Packers might have had as they're filling out their staff. And obviously, Mike McCarthy's been working hard, or I'm sure, you know, Ted Thompson's been involved with this as well, as far as filling out the staff, you know, after the loss of Joe Philbin to the Miami Dolphins. And then they had to do some restructuring. And now it looks as if everything's going to be pretty... pretty solid here. I don't know if there's a whole lot more of moving that's being done here. Joel Hilgenberg, we're learning that he'll be the assistant offensive line coach. Now, if I'm correct, and anybody out there could confirm this for me if they want, I believe Hilgenberg was offensive quality control coach in 2011. And maybe if he's moved to assistant offensive line, maybe they have to find a new offensive quality control coach as well. Again, I mean, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here now, and I'm not sure how much a new quality control coach is going to have any impact on the Packers, at least in a major term, perhaps as a guy who could eventually climb the ladder himself. But, you know, anyhow, that's what we're here to do, though, right? Talk about the Packers, and this is the news that's going on right now, so why not talk about it and see how it may affect the Packers? So, I suppose we could take a look at, you know, the players they will be coaching, all these, you know, switching around, things like that. You know, of course, the new guy, the biggest name today that they're adding is Alex Van Pelt. So, you know, he's going to be coaching James Starks, a very young group, because Ryan Grant is a free agent. It's really right now a coin flip whether Ryan Grant will come back with the Packers. I mean, yes, he's kind of reliable. He's a veteran. He knows the offense. But he is getting kind of old, and I don't think the Packers are going to want to pay Ryan Grant a ton of money, and for a long time, for that matter. And if he does happen to leave via free agency, it's also one of those cases where the Packers could possibly get a compensatory draft choice for him leaving. So that might be one reason why they allow him to walk away. But if they do, you know, this is going to be a very young group of running backs. James Starks will be entering his third year. But I mean, with how much time he's missed due to injury, I mean, it's practically his second year in the NFL, especially considering there was no offseason last year. Didn't get that offseason workout program where they got to work with coaches and learn that offense a little bit better. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy here who really could stand to do some learning, James Starks. And on top of that, I mean, there's several other guys on the team that, you know, are very young as well. Brandon Sain, undrafted rookie this past year. He didn't get the benefit of an offseason. Alex Green, third-round draft choice, another rookie, didn't get the benefit of an offseason workout program. All these guys are highly inexperienced, have potential, but highly inexperienced. So this offseason will be, you know, almost as important for the running backs and Coach Van Pelt as well, how he does mentoring these players. Really, by all means here, if you want to call into the show, phone number is area code 347-352-0154. Throwing that number up on the screen if you want to talk about these moves the Packers are making by any means. But continuing with the running backs here, you would assume Van Pelt would work with the fullbacks as well. And now you got a situation here too where John Kuhn is kind of a question mark after getting injured in the last game of the year. Now, it didn't sound too serious. Apparently, according to articles and interviews, they thought John Kuhn's injury was a little bit better than perhaps expected. Didn't tear anything. I think it's a sprained MCL or something along those lines. But they think it's better than, you know, expected. But he's kind of a question mark. You know, how is he going to recover from this injury? Will he get back to full strength? And, I mean, wow, if he doesn't, I mean, he's basically the only fullback on the roster. What do the Packers do? You know, they've got John Hazy, I think, was on the practice squad toward the end of the year, and he wasn't even a guy that was around all year long. They just kind of signed him near the end of the year there when the Packers did have some injury issues at running back when James Starks was hurt. They wanted to add a little depth, I believe. So, you know, it's... that there's some uncertainty at the fullback position because you just can't carry many fullbacks on a roster. Well, I perhaps shouldn't say that. The Packers at times have carried quite a few fullbacks on the roster. Three, as little as 1 year ago during the Super Bowl season. They won a Super Bowl with three fullbacks on the roster, so maybe I shouldn't be criticizing it too much, right? Maybe they know a little more about what they're doing than I do. But Alex Van Pelt going to be working with all these guys, a highly inexperienced group, a highly young group, a lot of potential. Be interesting to see if they add somebody to that position group during the draft. I mean, it's a position where nobody's really established, so it's possible they could add somebody new. And of course, here being the offseason and draft season, it's the perfect time to talk about right now how, you know, running backs in the NFL, it's kind of being shown that you do not have to draft a running back high in the NFL. All these guys are successful as late-round draft choices and even undrafted guys. Take the guy from the Texans, for example. NFL's leading rusher a season ago. Undrafted. And he's not the only one. I mean, James Starks, late-round draft choice, sixth-rounder. Brandon Sain this year making the roster as an undrafted rookie. I mean, not that he's proven himself, but I mean, here are guys where, you know, you do not have to be a high draft choice to be succeeding in the NFL as a running back. And maybe that's the way things are going. So maybe the Packers don't add a high draft choice at running back, although they always go with the best player available mantra. But maybe they add a guy in the late rounds or perhaps after the draft. Well, guaranteed at some point they'll sign at least an undrafted rookie. I mean, right now rosters are at 80 people. They have the luxury during the offseason to take a flyer on a guy just to see if he is really good. And that's a position you do take a flyer on, if not two, because these guys can be successful as undrafted rookies. You sign a guy after the draft, who knows? He could be a starter in the NFL. He could be a 1,000-yard rusher. 1,200-yard rusher. So, it's be interesting to see if the NFL follows the trend where maybe more running backs go undrafted total. I mean, maybe teams just wait until undrafted free agency. I mean, not that guys aren't going to be drafted at all, but maybe you just see fewer drafted than usual, than normal. Perhaps. So that's the big news of the day so far, Alex Van Pelt is the new running backs coach, and a little bit of reshuffling otherwise. Jerry Fontenot now working with the tight ends. Have to get Tom Crabtree's thoughts on Twitter, everybody's favorite tight end. Everybody knows that Tom engages in Twitter and social media so much, he'd probably be very willing to share his thoughts. I don't know how much Tom will say. I know Tom. He'll always say the politically correct thing. He'll say, "Oh yeah, it's great to work with him and all that." But no, I mean, Tom's a good guy though, and I mean, why would you not say anything positive about Jerry Fontenot? I mean, there's nothing negative to say. He's been a team guy, a guy who's helped, been on the coach of the Packers, helped him win a Super Bowl. He's made all of these, changes, and you got to admire that. You know, the guy who's moved around from offensive line to running backs to now tight ends coach. Mike McCarthy talks about, how good of an experience that is in moving these guys around, Edgar Bennett, Jerry Fontenot, getting that experience. So when, they might become coordinators in the NFL or head coaches, that really, ends up paying dividends in the long run. They know all the positions and all things like that. So a very good thing. So good thing for Jerry Fontenot from a professional development standpoint. And here we are entering the off season, where the Packers, making these changes and going to be more personnel moves. I suppose too, we can debate here too, whether the tight ends Jerry Fontenot will be coaching this year. Will he have a JerMichael Finley to work with? And that is really something that's unseen as of right now. JerMichael Finley is a free agent. Will the Packers use the franchise tag on him? And I believe it's 1 week from today, actually. Next Monday, if I'm correct. Maybe it's next Tuesday. It's one of those 2 days. Next Monday or Tuesday is the first day teams can start placing franchise tags on players. And who knows? I don't know if, they do have a span of a couple weeks to do that. They do have like 2 or 3 weeks to make that decision. So maybe the Packers don't make it right away. But, it's been speculated for some time now that the Packers may place the franchise tag on Finley. I think they do personally. But, those are just my two cents. I can't get into the mind of Ted Thompson. But I think you do. I think you franchise him. No matter what the situation is with Matt Flynn, no matter what the situation is with Scott Wells, you franchise Finley and lock him up, at least for one more year. I think he's worth it. Hopefully you get him at the tight end franchise tag money, which is much less than the wide receivers. But hopefully you do retain his services, at least for another year, if not more. Hopefully you come to a long-term contract agreement with him, one that works out for both sides. Ideally, that's what you want. Both sides can live with it. That's what you want, right? You don't want one side getting the better end of the deal. You want something that's going to work for both, one in which both the player is getting fairly paid, and the team is not giving up too much and is not giving up too little, because that would reflect poorly on the organization. So hopefully the Packers come to an agreement there, in my opinion. I think JerMichael Finley, being as young as he is, he's got a lot of good years ahead of him. He's kind of outspoken, but, there's always the chance he'll get at least a little bit more mature as time goes on. And he does love the game. There's no doubt about that. He does work hard at it. He's well-liked among his teammates. He's not exactly Terrell Owens. I mean, there is a difference there. He's not Chad Ochocinco, which, by the way, did you see? Chad Ochocinco changing his name back to Chad Johnson. After all these years, hasn't been that many, I guess, but, you know, after all this time where he's been going as Chad Ochocinco, now going back to Chad Johnson, now that his career's on the downturn. Anyhow, thank you, everybody, so much for joining us today here on Railbird Central as we got to talk about the breaking news happening with the Packers' offensive coaching staff and the new people they're adding. Just one new person, Alex Van Pelt, but interesting that it broke right during the show so we could analyze it a little bit, so think through it a little bit. But everybody, thank you so much. We'll be back on Wednesday here on CheeseheadTV.com, so make sure to come back for that. Thank you for Jamie Jors for directing our live blog. Jamie, do we have an episode of Cheesehead Radio this week? Maybe you could clue us in if you're still with us. But I think that is until Thursday night as well, so maybe we'll plug it once again on Wednesday. But thanks. There will be a podcasted version. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Take care. We will see you in two more days. I leave you with a song called Ocean Billy by Humphreys McGee on Cy Fidelity Records. See ya.